The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Kav Gimel. Today's daf has been studied in Lunishvat, Morazakin Yosef ben Sarav, Morazakin Atiyah, Fabatsarav, Ve'elian Lunishvat Avram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Be'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. We are in the sugya of Esh. One of the melachot, one of the avot of mazikim, I should say, is Esh. And we have two ways of looking at how Esh, why Esh is Hayav. Rabbi Yohanan ve Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yohanan sover Esho Mishum Hetsyo. What does Esho Mishum Hetsyo mean? Which means just like if I would take my arrow and shoot it, so I'm Hayav, even though it's extended from me, but it's coming from me, and I'm Hayav. So too my Esh. I light it over here, but it goes over there. So it's like my Hetz was damaging. The Shakish looks at it differently. He says, no, Esho is Mishum Mamono. Just like if I send my ox goes out and damages, I'm Hayav. My Esh also is like my Mamon. And therefore it's like my money. And therefore when it goes out and damages, I'm also going to be Hayav. So far we said one Nafka Mena between the two opinions is if the Esh didn't belong to me. Let's say the Esh belongs to somebody else. So according to Shita, it says Yishum Mishum Mamono, Zeno Mamon Cheli. It's not my shore that damaged. But if you say Yishum Mishum Chatsio, what's the difference? You took a Chetz, it's Adam HaMazik. It's like Adam HaMazik. The guy took his Chetz and he shot it, he's going to be Hayav. Okay, whose Chetz he used? Bottom line, he was the one that did the Hezek. That would be enough coming out between the two opinions. Now the Gemara is going to just bring a source. Amarava Kra Umatita Misayal Rabbi Yohanan. We have a Pasuk and a Brayta that support Rabbi Yohanan. Kra Dichtiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ki tetze ish, tetze me'atzma. Oh, it says when the fire will go out, ki tetze. It's mashma, it's going out on its own. Yishalem mav'ir et ha-be'ira. But then the other pasuk says, the one that made the fire is going to be hayat. Shema mina ishum ishum hetzio. Because you see what? The way the Torah refers to it is ki tetze, as if it's going out on its own. And then the end of the pasuk says, but the one that did it, that lit the fire, is going to be Hayav. So that means what? Ki tetze. It's like a chetz. That just like when you shoot the chetz, it goes out on its own. But the guy who shoots the chetz is the one that's going to be Hayav. So from the lashon of the pasuk, it's mashma ishum ishum hashor. Look at Rashi. Tetze me'atzma. Mashma. Ve'leka l'ukme kra kishedik hu atzmo gadisho shel havero. Right. Don't learn the pasuk that it's talking about where he went and looked mamash the field of his friend. Because that already, according to everybody, the pasuk is mashma. Which is, if I'm going into my friend's field directly and light it, so whether you hold Yishom, Mishum, Hashom, Shum, Amono, Badai going to be Hayav on that, and that's what the pasuk could be referring to. And Abetok Shelo Hidlik. The case is about where you lit the fire in your own field, and then it went out on its own into your friend's field. And still it's called, you're the one that did it. Shalem yishalem ha-mav'ir et ha-be'ira. What do you mean? I lit it over here. It went out over there by itself. And you see what? Yishum yishum hetzio. That's just like if I have my chetz in one my area, and I shoot it, and it goes from my field to another field, I'm hayav. So to esh, even though I lit it in my own field, and it went out, the Torah says, you're the mav'ir. So therefore, that's mashma. It's keilu hediko be'atzmo. It's like you lit it, even though you did it. Ela must be ishum ishum hetsho. That's the ayah from the pasuk. Comes the Gemara and says, "Shema mina chum shalach matnita." We have a bright that supports us. Also, the Tanya, "Patach katuv beniske mamono v'siyem beniske gufo." No malika ishum ishum hetsho. Clear brighta. Brighta says like this: the pasuk started off beniske mamono ki tetze ish. That's referring to fire went out on its own. That's like Miskei Mamono. But what does it say in the end? It says, V'siyem b'niskei gufo. Because it says, Shalem yishem ha-mav'ir. So even though it happened by itself, again, the Pasuk says, It's like you did it. Therefore, it's like Yishum Mishum Hashio. I shot it over here and it went by itself. My koa over there. So therefore, it's considered like Adama Mazik. And therefore, we have a bright that will support the Shita of Yishum Mishum Hashio as well. That is the proof from the Pesukim, as well as the Braita, which is playing on that Pasuk as well. But it's a Braita.
What did he do though?
He lit a fire in his own field, and that fire went out. Mm-hmm. Just like a Chetz. And what's the Torah saying? It's like he lit it in the field. What do you mean? I didn't light the field. I didn't light in that guy's field. I lit over here. Oh, but it went out and damaged. Oh, so must be, it's coming right. Yishum Mishum Hashio. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, Amarava. Okay, now we get to the sugya. Abaye had a question. According to the opinion that says Yishum Mishum Hashio Tamun Be'esh Tepata Rahmana Hechi Mashkahatla. We have a law that says Adam that lights a fire, he burns his friend's field, is Hayav. That's no question about it. But let's say the guy had something hidden in the field. That's called Tamun. I think he was hitting something under the bushes or whatever, maybe under the stalks of wheat. We have a gezerat buried. We have a gezerat patur from the Torah. Tamun is patur. So the Gemara wants to say it like this. According to the opinion that wants to say ishum ishum mamono. So already I can hear that you want to tell me the Torah told me I can be hayav in certain damages and patur in certain damages. Kacha, because you always see that in all the nizikim. There's certain rules. Shin is only Hayav B'Reshut HaNizak. Kedin is B'Reshut HaRabim, and you have a Tam. So in, if you're holding it's a Mamon, okay, so then I could say it's a Gezerat Katuv of some sort, that the Torah wants this type of Hayuk to be paid, and this type of not. But if you say Ishum Mishum Hetzio, what? V'chi if I shoot an arrow, and it goes and hits something that's Tamun, I'm not going to be Hayav? Adam HaMazik is Hayav on everything. So then, well, what's the logic of you say? If you say Ishum Mishum Hetzio, it should be Patur on Tamun. If you say it's Mamono Shehizik, all right, I know there's rules by Mamon Shehizik, like I told you. Shin has a Patur over here, Keren has a Patur over there, that already was saying. So say Esh is also a Patur on Tamun. But if you're saying it's like I'm damaged, it's like I'm taking an arrow and shooting. Vichy, if I take an arrow and shoot, and it hits something that was under the bushes, I'm not Hayav, because I'm Hayav. So therefore, what's the Sivarat to say Ishum Mishum Hetzio is Patur Betamun? That was Abayez. Question, right? Look at Rashi. Hechi mashkahatla. Second line. Ilu Adam zorek chetz vehezik betamun lo mechayev benezik. What do you think? If a guy shoots an arrow and hits something tamun, is that going to be chayev benezik? I come alan by perkin pesa tachat pasa lechayev et ashogei ki mezid veonis ki rason. That's right. Adam and mazik, you chayev on everything. Ones, rason, shogeg, mezid. Right? That's the question. So the Gemara continues on the fourth line. And he answered his own question. How do you answer the question? Kegon. Shenafla deleka leoto haser. Oh, so what happened? Let's say he lit the fire in his haser. What happened? Now it's going. But there was a wall blocking his field to his friend's field. So therefore, let's talk it out for a second. His chetz, how far technically does his chetz have power to go? Up into the wall. Because the wall would block the chetz. Like a guy shot a chetz and there's a wall over there. Where's the chetz going to go? To the wall itself. So what happened? Oh, but what happened? The wall fell after the fire started. Shalom mahmad deleka. But not as a result of the fire. Stam. It fell before for another reason. And then it went and damaged in somebody else's field. And it was tamun. In somebody else's field. There you could say his chetz ended. Which means there you cannot obligate him Mishum Hashio anymore. Because his chetz only has power to go up to where the wall was. And then it stops. And now the wall fell. Not because of him. I didn't have to anticipate that the wall was going to fall. Now all of a sudden the wall fell after the fire started. Oh, now it went into another guy's field. But in that case over there, that's the case we'll say where your chetz is not anymore. Your chetz anymore. Therefore, on the tamun, you're going to be patur. Now, the chaurai should ask a very strong question. Forget about the tamun. You should be patur on everything. You should be patur even on the field. Forget about the tamun. If it's my chetz ends because there was a wall over here, and then it came down, what are you hitting me on the tamun for? You should be patur on the whole situation. So, come on, next question. The Gemara says, if that's the case, that you're talking about kalu lo chetzio, le'anyan galui nameh kalu le chetzio. Right? Le'inyan galui also, to the stuff that was revealed, he should also be patur. Right? That's the Gemara's question. So now the Gemara revamps its understanding of Rabbi Yohanan and says a big chadush. Which means we come out with a new understanding in the sugya. One extra caveat. Finished. That's nothing to change. We're changing Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan holds both. Ishum mishum hetshio ve mamono. It's both. And therefore, in this case over here, since you say ishum mishum hetshio, so your head actually goes up to the wall. But mamono hezik. Mamono hezik, okay. Mamono hezik after the wall as well. So therefore, you're going to be hayav on the. Just like if a sword went and damaged, so you have to pay. And you'll be patur on the tamun, but you'll be hayav on the galui. Which means he holds both concepts. Look at Nashi. Nashi says, eat le name mishum mamono. Ve'echa deleka lechayuba mishum hachio. Let's say where hetz doesn't apply, ve'ika lechayuba mishum mamon, but the mamon applies. Mechayvin ane. He'll kach le'nyan galui. Lenyan, the revealed part of the field, right? Good, so that's the shita of Rabbi Yohanan that really holds both items. Comes the Gemara now, says another nafkamina. Good. What's the other nafkamina? Ugon. Shayalo le godra velo gedara. Oh, but let's say a guy lit a fire. Right? And what happened? He could have the field, the wall fell. Okay, beautiful. But he was able to put the wall back up. He could have fixed the wall before the fire would have gone into somebody else's field. So then the deen is, in that case it's gonna be hayav. Why? Very good. In this case over here, it's considered like his shor, his ox went, and he could have put a door in front of the ox to protect it from going out to damage, and he didn't. So in this case over here as well, you could have, the wall fell. If it was in his ability to put the wall back up, right? And he didn't, then he's going to be Hayav Legabe Mamono, which is Legabe Hetzio Patur. Why? Because when he shot it, it wasn't able to go past the wall. But then the wall fell. Oh, you know why I'm going to be Hayav? Because if I had the ability to fix the wall, and therefore block the fire, similar to a case of my shor was going out to damage, and I had an ability to block it with the wall from going out, and I didn't, so it'll be Hayav Mishum Mamon Hamazik. So similarly in this case, the reason why I'm Hayav is because I could have fixed the wall and I didn't. Mishum Hachio Lo, Ava Mishum Mamon No. Yes.
Why not?
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Velo Ugon, she gives the case. Ugon Chayalo Negoda, Beterim Ta'avura Delekasham. Before the fire got there, Rashi Dibur Matil Ugon. Hayalo shahut v'yachol legodra. You could have put the fence back up. Ve'lo gadra. Da'afal gav, ve'leka lechayuva ahe'a ve'er rishon, mitchayev al shem sofo. She'lo shemer gachel ledor befaneha. Because she didn't watch the carrot from going further. Shoro hu ve'lo tafach ba'apa. It's like a shor that he did not block. Hareze kikone shor ledir. It's like a guy bringing his ox into a pen. Ve'lo na'al befanav. Liyatsa. Vezik. Good. So that's the mamonot. Which means, kalu lo chetzio is good when the wall was up. Now, if you hold only chetz, then I would be patur legamri in this case. Because bottom line, when I shot it, the wall was up. My chetz entered the wall. Now it fell. Now it went in damage. Patur. Kalu lo chetzio. But if you say now, he also holds the factor of mamono. Oh, so again, if the wall was up, I would also be patur. Because bottom line, when I shot it, the wall was up. But if I was able to fix the wall before the fire goes further, so that's why I'm going to be hayav. Why? Because it's like an ox that you have in the field, where you have ability to close the door on it, and you didn't. Mamono shealach v'ezik. The din is going to be hayav, and you'll be patur on tamud. So comes out, the Shtakish holds Hetzio and Mamono only. I don't know, it's Hetzio and Mamono. So where Hetzio doesn't apply, I'll get you on Mamon. So now the Gemara asks, V'chi me'achar.
Lecture mode on.
Deman di'itle mishum Hetzio. Itle nami mishum Mamono, my benayhu. So the Gemara asks, what's enough coming on now then? If everybody's holding Hetzio, no, if everybody's holding Mamono, and Rishtaki and Ibn Aran is Hetzio, so then what is going to be the Nafka Mina between the two Shitot? Now what do you mean, what's going to be the Nafka Mina? What do you mean? Because now you don't have that other Nafka Mina that you had.
Somebody else's
fire, now both are going to be Hayav. Because bottom line, even Ibn Aran holds Mamono. Oh, well, but he holds Hetzio. But he holds Hetzio, so it doesn't have to be yours. So therefore, the chaura, you have that nafka mina still. Which means again, if you hold ishum ishum chetzio doesn't have to be your chetz to be chayav. He also holds mamono, but he holds ishum ishum chetzio. Again, if I take your arrow and I shoot it, I'm not chayav. Of course, it's adam mazik. So therefore, doesn't have to be my arrow. So therefore, what's the Gemara's question? My benayu. What do you mean? The same nafka mina that we said on yesterday's daf. Whether it's his fire, according to Shtar, it's Yishum Mishum Mamono, it's got to be your fire. And if you say Yishum Mishum Hetzio, it could even be somebody else's. Today, the Gemara, after revamps Rabbi Yochanan, oh, you should know, Rabbi Yochanan also has Mamono. Oh, my benayu. What do you mean? That nafkamina doesn't change. Once you hold Yishum Mishum Hetzio, like you always held, it could even be somebody else's. So what's the Gemara's question? So look at Nashi. Nashi says, my benayu. My Ika ben Rabbi Yochanan the Mechayev the Meshum Tati the Shtakish the Mechayev the Ela Meshum Hada. Which you're right. Of course, it's Nafka Mina if it's somebody else. I want a Nafka Mina where it's his fire. Give me a Nafka Mina where it's it is your Mamon. Because what's when he says no, then what's the difference if you say Yishum Meshum Mamono veHatzio? But if it's your fire, both of them are going to be Hayav. What's the Nafka Mina? You're right, the Gemara could have bought a Nafka Mina if it's somebody else's fire. But it wants to give a Nafka Mina where it's your Mamon. Nashi. The Chaurad and Machloket is even in a case where their fire belongs to him. Why? When we say Isho, what does Isho mean? His fire. Correct? Isho is much, it's your fire. Alma Isho Nami Peligi. Hekat the Kahalit Shelo. Till this point, this shamina mishum chetzio dafka velo mishum mamono. Uchte amat mamon it be mamasha halet be mamasha. Ikim brachah de ite mamono velet ta chetzio. Ki ach de nafla gader de kalu lo chetzio. De leman de amar mishum chetzio dafka patur. Aval at the trevayu chayav my bena. Till this point, until you only held chetzio, I had a nice nafka mina. Well, let's say the wall was up. The wall was up when you shot it. Oh, so if you hold Yishum Mishum Hetzio, Kalu Lo Hetzio, the wall, the Hetz ends at the... Well, so if you hold Yishum Hetzio, you're going to be Patur. But if you hold Yishum Mamono, even if the wall fell down, you're going to be Hayab. Oh, good. That but now you tell me that he also holds Mamono. That means you're going to Hayab in that case as well. Give me the Nafka Mina. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a simple Nafka Mina. The Hayevo Bidale Devarim. Oh, Ika Benayu, the Hayevo Be'arba Devarim. I'll speak it outside the Mavid Rashi. What's the Haivo Bidal Devarim? We know Adam and Mazik has to pay Nezek, Tsar, Shevet, Ripui, Boshet also, but there's no Boshet in this case, let's say. Which means, if I take an arrow, I'll take this exact case. I shoot an arrow, it hits Mazik somebody. What's the deen? Pay for damages, pay for the pain, pay for the work compensation, pay for the medical bills. Shor HaMazik does not pay Arba Devarim. Shor Mazik pays Hizik. Finished. There's no Arba Devarim by Shor Mazik. Oh, so simple Nafka Mina. If you hold Isho Mishum Mamono, he pay Hizik. But if you hold Isho Mishum Hetzio as well, and the Ish, let's say, hit, damaged the person, so now I'm going to have to pay you. Lezek, Sa'ar, Shevet, and then he put Haibu Arba Devarim. Kedin Adam Mazik. That's to me Nafka Mina. Good? That's she. The Haibu Bidar Devarim. The man, the man, Mishum Hetzio. Let's say his fire burnt the hand of a person. Okay, there's no bosh. Why damninan b'shlipir kin? Eno chayav ala bosh ad shemit kavin. Okay, bosh had to do it intentionally. In this case, let's say he didn't do it intentionally. Aval dale devarim chayav de pishiyahi. David had to get out there. Sharuach modikato. You had to figure, you had to anticipate that the fire is gonna spread. Chutamim b'shlipir kin. Nafam min agag bruach mitzuyah chayav dale devarim patur ala bosh. The man daban meshum mamono patur. Very good. So that would be nafkamina. Good. Oh, no, that won't be enough kamina, but the enough kamina will be. No. If you're what you're holding, it's mamono, so therefore, it's
mamono.
So look, he brings a different enough kamina. Remember, we gave the case on yesterday's daf, the Gabi, the Gamal, and the Kelev Shehizik, or the case of the state, the case of the Gamal, that had the Pishtam. Right? So we had exactly a whole different ways of learning. How's he going to be Hayav? What is he going to be Hayav for in the Bira? According to the Shittar, it says Yishu Mishu Mamono, the case had to be where Dafka, the camel, stood by the buildings, by the building Mamash, and burnt the building down. But if you hold Yishu Mishu Chatsio, you don't have to say that. You can say it spread from the Chenvani and went to the building itself. So that would be another Nafkamina. So you're right. We could have brought other Nafkaminot, as she says. As she says, so he says, "V'uadin nameh dika b'nau kol ani d'la'el kere v'gamad d'amad mashu chatsho chayav d'amamono afa b'dalav chotzav chatsho v'chatsho afa gav d'amamono itle umad lete chatsho patur ilan kibesechsechet." Besechsechet means to be leaning against the wall. Uchtechu min la'el v'adrekad d'al davarim mashum d'afidu echad agaralet shelo mas valod yesh halukot. And then he says he wants to give an afkana where the agaralet is yours. And then he wants to get, because in that case over there, the fire belonged to the Henvani. So right, if you hold Mamon, so then already it's not his Mamon. If you hold, it's your, yeah. But now we want to give enough Kamina, even where the Gehada belonged to him, there'll be enough Kamina. You have to pay Dal Devarim. You shot it. No, you only have to pay for Hezek. Very good, that's enough Kamina. Comes Gemara continues. Okay, let's get the case of the Mishnah. They had a dog. What did the dog do? Dog ate a biscuit. On the bottom of the biscuit, there was a coal. The coal went out and burnt a field. So on the biscuit, we said he has to pay Nizik Shalem, because that's Shin. Now, we got to assume that, what? He ate it with a shoot. Hanizak. Okay? And then, what? The dog went and took this fire on the bottom of it and burnt the field. Okay? So Gabriel Gibran says, and what does he have to pay in the field? What was the din in the Mishnah? On the field you pay Achal Halav Edik HaGadish Al Achalav Mishim Nezik Shalev HaGadish Mishim Hatzi Nezik. We have to see now what the din is. We understood why Hatzi Nezik, but we call it Sirorot. Sirorot because it's the Hindu directly. It went Mamono Shizik Zagregen. Where he went and he kicked the stone went over there, so he lit the fire went over there. So therefore it's like Sirorot, you pay Hatzi Nezik. That's what we're assuming the case is talking about, okay? Comes Gemara and says, okay, man hayav. Oh, who's hayav over here? What's the question? No, you burnt the field. So Gemara says, man hayav, ba'ala kelef. Okay, well, the owner of the dog. He has to pay for the field. So why does he have to pay for the field? Ve'le hayav name ba'al gahelet. The owner of the gahelet should have to pay also. Which means this guy over here, it wasn't his biscuit. The biscuit belonged to somebody else, as well as the fire. So hey, you didn't watch your fire. So what? I only have to pay because my dog took it. What about you? You're off the hook. Which means that she learns, let me pay Hatsi Sirorot, and you pay the rest. I'll pay half, and you pay the other half. You know, why should the Baal Gahelet be off the hook? So comes Gemara and says, no, simple. Nehemiah's case is Bishishimir Gahalto. He's off top because he watched his Gahalit. He didn't make any Bishia. This dog came and took the Gahalit, but he was Shomerit. What are you talking? If he was Shomerit, Ikishishimir Gahalto, my Ba'ai Kelev Hatam. Had the Kelev get to them. So Nehemiah says Bishihatar. You know what the case is? He dug underneath, which means it was behind the wall, and the Kelev dug underneath the ground and made a tunnel underneath the ground. And went underneath the door and took it. Wow, so Gemara says, Amar Amori Bered Rav Kahana, Zot Omer, you know what we learn from this? Stam Daltot Haturot Hen Etzel Kelev. That's considered normal for a dog to go under the ground and dig and break through the door. So otherwise it would be kidding. And we see it's not. We see it's regular shin. So therefore you see that must be, it's considered a normal item for a caliph to do that. Right? Don't think it's mishuneh. No, it's considered a regular derech. If coming out for sure, like this guy, if a dog goes in there, he says, "Oh, he did it mishuneh." That's not mishuneh. So comes the Gemara says, "The achla hecha." No, where did he eat it now? Where did he eat this biscuit? Gemara says, "Eat him at the achla begadish the alma." If he ate it stam in a field, not in the nizak's field, it's got to be b'steachay. It's got to be in the nizak's field. And you don't have that, so why is he paying nizik shalem? No tzericha da'akla begadish te'ba'al harara. Oh, it's talking about where he ate it in the gadish and the ba'al harara, same guy. So he went into the field and he ate the biscuit in the field itself, and therefore it's considered hatzer hanizak. So you got what the dog did? The dog went over here, broke through. Took the biscuit, had the fire on it over there, ate the biscuit in the guy's field. Oh, he's hayab over there, shin. And then what did he do? He put it down, and the fire went and burnt the whole field. So that is the pay court that we learned earlier. Let's say, Yishum Yishum Hachyo, or Yishum Yishum Mamono, the different payments. Wait. So comes again what Ron says, Tifshot. Oh, you know what we can learn from here? The pi para kahatser anizak dameh. Oh. That the mouth of the cow is considered chaser and nizak. Okay, let's go. Where did he eat this harara? He ate it in his mouth. Where did he do all eating? So how do you look at the mouth of the animal? The mouth of the animal is considered, I guess when it's in chaser and nizak, the mouth is considered Hatsir and Izak, and that's why you're going to be Hayaf. Go one step further, then I'll answer your questions. Because if you consider the mouth of the animal Hatsir and Mazik, let the owner of the animal say, what is your bread doing in my dog's mouth?
Yes.
Now we cannot understand this for the simple reason, what are you talking about? If my animal goes into your field and eats, I have a question if I'm going to be patur, where I could say, hey, what's your bread doing in, hey, that's my zik, that's my drishut. The mouth of my animal is my drishut. What's your bread doing in my dog's mouth? Hey, what's your dog doing in my field? How about that? So what in the world is the Gemara Sefek over here? That, oh, you should know, we could hear that, because it was a question in the Beit Midrash. You should know, we're going to answer this question now, that the Pipara is considered the Shuta Nizak, therefore it's going to be Hayab. So there's a lot of talk over here. The way we're going to learn it is the way that Avad understood the Sugya. So, Tosfot has his way as well. But put it this way, all the Rishonim are not learning it Pashut. For sure, in the case where an animal went to a guy's field, ate the fruit, no she'ela, that's Hasir and Izak, Pipara, not Pipara, that's Vadai. We're talking about over here a different situation that Avad understands. In the case where, let's say, he took the Harara from the Shuta Rabim. So you took it from a place where you wouldn't be Hayab, and he brought it into the Hasir and Izak to a place where he would be, and he ate it over there. And there, where you could start to play. And do you go after where he took it? Do you go after where he ate it? Oh, so the Ravad Lashon is like this. Yes, that's the Ravad Manani. He says like this. Be'ofen kazeh shenatla be'ema perot shayu munachim b'reshut rabim. Ve'lekahtam reshut nizak v'achaltam sham. Yesh makom lomar, you can say, shemikivan she'achila nasta b'reshut nizak yitchayev ba'ala be'ema mishum shen. That's pashut. Zehu atzad she'pipo nakatzer al nizak tameh. אך מצד השני, יש מקום לומר שמכיוון שבהמה נטלה את הפנות לפי במקום שאין חייבים בו משום שן, נאמלי רשות הרבים, לכן אף הפי שלאחר מכן נכנסו לרשות הנזק במקום מקום, הוא איל וכבר היו הפנות בתוך פיה, already he walked in, it was in his mouth already. So therefore, שהוא רשות המזיק, במעשה איפה יהיה פתור. He picked up the biscuit with his mouth, and put it in his mouth in the Shuta Rabim, and he walks into the Shuta Nizak now. So how do you look at it? If you say, well, Bob, he's eating in the Shuta Nizak, finish, Shuta Nizak. Or do you say, no, well, since he picked it up in the Shuta Rabim, in the Kompetur, and now it's in his mouth the whole time, so could be that's considered a Shuta Mazik. So from here, the Gemara wants to say, you should know anyway, it's the Shut HaNizak, because if it was the Shut HaMazik, then the animal owner could come along and say, hey, what is your bread doing in my dog's mouth? If you don't say that, so that means it's the Shut HaNizak. But again, specifically we're learning that case. And they want to make dayek that in the Rashi. If you look at Rashi, look at the look at the bottom Rashi on Chabdim al Amud Lishon. Make a diyuk in that Rashi. The piparato shil mazik ha'ochelet b'haser ha'nizak. So they want to medayek over here ha'ochelet. Mashma, only the achila was in the Shuta Nizak. But the taking was from somewhere else.
And it came back.
Right. The echila was in the Shuta Nizak, but the grabbing it was somewhere. Oh, so in that case, already I can start to... I cannot entertain, like I told you. If you think went into somebody else's field, took perot, started eating it, now you're going to revamp the whole Torah now. But that's Hazar Nizak. But she'ela. That's no she'ela. That's pashut. Ela, now you want to start a case where he took it in one place with patur, he brought it to the Shuta Nizak. Oh, now ready. Like I told you, the two stadim. I could say, well, the Shuta Nizak still. I don't care. Bottom line, he ate it in the Shuta Nizak. Or do you say, nah, he took it in the place where it was patur, and he brought it in his mouth. So maybe his mouth is in the Shuta Mazik. Ela, what? You can't say that. Gemara says, "The ibayilu." You should know. By the way, this, don't take it for granted. This was a question. That is question. In that case, in that case, vei amad kaser mazik dame. Oh, now the Gemara has a question. Hey, if you're going to say it's kaser mazik that the mouth is considered kaser mazik, shin dehayav rahamana heki mashkahatla. What's the case of shin? This question really doesn't make sense so much. What is the regular case of shin? Hard to understand how the Ra'avad learned this question. What do you mean? The way we're learning, shin is regular shin. We're discussing a funny case. We ate it over. So what do you mean? If you tell me it's kasir an mazik, when are you going to ever have shin? What do you mean? I don't have shin. Shin all over the place. Hard to understand this question. I don't have a clarity how to learn this question, the shitat, Ra'avad. In any event, Amar Mori b'ned Rav Kana, so he answers... I'll give you another case. I'll give you another case of shin without having to get involved with the mouth. How? What's the properties of shin? The properties of shin are hana'a leziko. So I can give you a case of the animal hana'a without its mouth. Kigon shinet hachicha bekotel hana'ata. It rubbed against the wall of the nizak, right, and broke the wall. That's considered shin because it had hana'a, scratched. Or, for example, v'tinfa perot l'ana'ata, or it sat on perot for its benefit and it dirtied them, but it had hana'a when it crouched on them. So that's that can be a case of shin as well. And you don't got to get involved with the mouth controversy, right? Matkifla morzutra. Wait, that's not shin. Va ba'ina kashin yibayna galal atumo veleka. You need to destroy it, which means one of the properties of shin is atumo. It's got to be destroyed in totality. Kashin yibayna galal atumo. This you said on the fruit is still there. You cleaned against the wall. Okay, so you broke part of the wall. But that's not shin. Shin has been you ate the fruit when mamash they are gone. I'll give you a case. You know what the case was? On the wall itself you had designs. By him scratching against the wall, he erased the designs. So that's a total destruction. The committed designs that were on the wall, he totally destroyed them. Good? Rav Ashi Amar, de pas'e pesu'e. That she says that he smashed the fruit in the tar that was on the ground, or in the mud, unedible. Which means they were totally emerged into the mud, and therefore not edible. Or another pshat that she says is that he spilt the mashkim on them. Okay, either way, they were totally unedible. Good? Tashema. One more step. Let's do an interesting case. Shisa bo et hakelev. You sicked a dog on somebody. Shisa bo et hanahash. Or you sicked a snake on somebody. Patur. Yeah, you incited the dog to go attack somebody. So why are you patur? Gerama. I didn't do anything. I'm gorem nizikim. I didn't do it directly.
I told the dog.
I told go get him. Go attack. Oh, so patur. No, patur, because it's not considered mamash that I did it b'yadayim. She says, the gerama ben nizikim patur. It's an only gerama. Now, the Gemara's question is, man patur. Who's patur over here? So Gemara says, Mishase patur. It sounds like the guy that sicked the animal on somebody, he's patur. Ve'hayav ba'ala kelef. But the owner of the dog, sounds like, is going to be hayav. Ve'i amart ka'aser ha-mazik dameh. But if you say the mouth of the dog is like the haser of the mazik, le'maleh, let the owner of the dog say, Mai ba'e yadach bepumeh de kalbay. What is your hand doing in my dog's mouth? Ela, from the fact that you see that what that the Baal HaKelev is Hayav, must be that the Kelev is considered Hatser HaNizak, and that's why it's going to be Hayav, the Baal HaKelev. And the Gemara is making it to you, because it says Meshaseh Patur. Masma, the Meshaseh is Patur, but the Baal HaKelev is Hayav. He ate the guy's hand. Oh, why is he Hayav? Because must be it's considered Hatser HaNizak, so we have a proof that why is because it was Hatser HaMazik. Let the guy, the owner of the dog, say, what is your hand doing in my dog's mouth? Gemara said, no. You don't have to write that room. When it said, but the Mishaseh is patur, it didn't mean he's patur and the Baal Kelev is Hayav. Emma patur af Mishaseh. Both are patur. Which means, the guy that sicked the dog is patur because that's considered a Girama. And I'll tell you, the Baal Kelev is also patur. Why? Because I'll tell you it's I can tell you it's a Rishut HaMazik. You have no raya. Which means, when it says Mishaseh, the Hadush is even the Mishaseh. You would think, hey, he caused the animal to go down. No, even he's but the Baal Kelev is also Patur. That was Pashut for the Gemara. Baal Kelev is Patur. Iba et Ema, de afke le nive v'sarte. Or I can tell you, you know what, you have no raya from this case. I'll tell you the Baal Kelev is Chayav. But you know why? He damaged him, the dog, without the guy's hand going into the dog's mouth. You don't even got to get involved with Hatsin Nizak or Mazik. How did he damage him? With his teeth. Meaning, some of the teeth of the dog protrude out. So he went and he bit him with the outer teeth. So you have no idea from this case whether it's Hatsin Mazik or Nizak. It never went into his mouth. I could learn the case that he scratched him. The Afkir Nibe, he took out one of his teeth, so to speak. So it was outside of the mouth. Not took it out, but he extended one of his teeth. It's a sarte. Good? Good. Tashema. Heshich bo et hanahash. You sent a dog to somebody. Hey, you sent a dog to somebody. You sent a... Oh, sorry, what was that? Snake. Oh. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, v'achemim potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says, chayav. V'achemim say, patur. Oh, it's not time you sent it out. Shenatal et hanahash biyado v'igia piv liyad havero ad shenekneseh letukom v'nashko v'amet. You took the snake, you put it on the guy's hand, and so to speak, you caused the snake to bite the guy. Mamash took the snake, put it on the guy, and put his hand in the, caused the hand to go into the snake's mouth, and the snake bit him. So what's the logic? The Biyuda says what? Mechayev. Mezeh mechayev. Mechayev mita. You killed that guy. Killed the guy. Hakamim say what? Patur. What's the logic? V'amar v'chaber Yaakov. Kishitim say l'amad the Rabbi Yehuda. Eres nahash ben shinav hu omed. Oh, because he holds the snake has the poison in his teeth. Therefore, lefichak makish besayif. It's like you killed somebody with a sword. Holding a snake is like holding a sword. So when you put the snake on the guy and he bites, that's like taking the sword and mamash killing him. Therefore what? The guy's going to be hayav mita for killing v'nahash patur, but you don't kill the snake. What do you want from the snake? The snake is innocent. Normally when an animal kills, you kill the animal. But in this case over here, what do you want? He was patur. He didn't do anything wrong with the snake. The guy picked him up and put him on a guy. You understand why it's Hayav Kot Rabbi Yehuda? It's like a knife. The poison of the snake is in its teeth. So it's like you killed somebody with a sword. However, he says, no, the snake's poison is in his stomach. So when you put the snake on somebody, it releases the poison. So therefore, it's gerama. Therefore, it's not direct. You put the snake in, and then it came out. The hash is guilty. You got to kill the snake. Umakish patur. But the makish is because it's only a gerama. Again, it's patur bide adam. It's hayabi there. So it's a machlok. How to look at the what kind of snake we're talking about over here? So far, so good. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'i amar pi para kaser mazik demeh." Hold it. If you're telling me that the snake, that the mouth is considered like hasera mazik, lemale may ba'e yadach bepuma dehivae, which means now you want to go kill my snake. According to the shita of Hakamim, what do we say? You kill the snake. Wouldn't let the owner of the snake come along and say, "Hey, what are you killing my snake for? What is your hand doing in my snake's mouth? You want to kill my snake?" Ela must be that the snake is considered like Hatsir Hanizak. The mouth is considered like, again, if the mouth was considered like the Hatsir of the Mazik, now the Beti comes along and says, "Hey, that snake sent poison into the sky over here. You know what? That's a killer snake. We're going to kill that snake. Hey, let the owner of the snake say, what do you want? This guy stuck his hand in my Hatsir." Ela must be that the mouth of the animal is considered like Hatsir. He's like, that's why you can kill the
snake.
He
put it on the guy's
hand. Yeah, so what? The bottom line, your hand is in my reshut. But the owner says, bottom line, if this is considered like Hatsir Mazik, bottom line, your hand is in my, what are you doing over here? So the Gemara says, le'enyan katala lo amdinan. Rule. You're right. We have a whole machloket. When I say lenyan, hasad nizak, hasad mazik, that's only lenyan payment. But lenyan killing, we never discuss it. Even if you want to consider it hasad mazik, still, when you have a wild snake like that, you're going to kill it anyway. Which means our whole discussion, legabe, how do you consider the mouth of the animal? That's like we were discussing till now. What? Paying damages. But like a bear killing an animal that killed? Yo, I don't care what it did. Killed in Mazik, Nizak. The animal kills, you kill it. Gemara says, how do you know that? Umbira Timra. Where do you know that? Oh, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you where I know it from. Titania, the Braita. Hanichnas lahaser ba'alabayit shelo b'reshut. A guy entered his friend's field without permission. V'naghosh shorosh shel ba'alabayit. And the son of the Balabayit gored the trespasser, the mit. Hashor biskira. You killed the shor. Ubalim peturim in a kofir. Okay, but the Balim do not have to pay kofir because the guy trespassed. Balim peturim in a kofir, my tama. Why are they patur for paying the penalty of kofir? Hedama librishuti, my bait. What are you doing in my reshut? Oh, shorona me lemale, my bait brishuti. Why do you kill the shor? Let him tell the guy, what are you doing in my reshut? When it comes to katala, I don't care whose reshut is in, you still kill the shor. There was a family called the Tarbu family. They had goats. They were causing damage to Rabbi Yosef. I guess they were going into Rabbi Yosef's field, eating all his fruit. So Rav Yosef tells the student Abaye, "Zil ema lehule marayu tilisneinu." Could you please go tell the owners over here of these animals to watch their animals over here? Amale. So Abaye tells his rabbi, "Amai ezil. What am I going to go tell them for? Dei azil. If I go, amri li. You know what they're going to tell me? Ligdor mor gedera be'areh. They're going to just say, let Rav Yosef put a fence up. What do you want from us? He's not fencing his field, so therefore, what do you want from us? Go put up a fence on your field to protect." Can an air Rabbi Yosef didn't have a fence up? What was happening? The animals were going in and eating. So Rabbi Yosef says, "Do me a favor. Could you go tell these guys who own this? Is it the bit tarbu? Could you tell them to stop coming into my field?" So Rabbi Yosef says, "What am I going to gain? I know what they're going to answer me. They're going to say, go tell your rabbi if he's interested in protecting his field, he should put a fence. So Gemara says, "V'igadar shin v'igadar." Oh, so if it's talking about a case where you put a fence, Shenda Hayav Rahamana Hekim Ashkahatla. So I have a case of Shenda. How did the Adam Levy get into the field then? If every case is talking about where a guy had a fence up, give me a case of Shin B'Shutan Nizak. How did the animal ever get in? Understand the question? So Gemara said, I'll give you two ways. Kishahatra, either the animal dug its way under, like we saw the case of the goat or the dog. In a meh, denafil gudab bililya. Well, another case. The wall fell in the middle of the night. Well, the guy put up a fence. And therefore what? He's good.
That's
shame. And in the middle of the night it fell down. You can't tell a guy you should have put up a fence. I put up in the middle of the night. I didn't assume that my fence is going to fall. And then animal went in. Then you're ready. The animal's going to be hayab. The owner of the animal is going to be hayab. But in the Khanameh, if I don't fence my field, and an animal comes in and eats, that's not shame. Because I can always say, what do you want from me? You didn't put a wall up.
Barak continues. Machriz of Yosef. Ve'etima Rabbah. They made an announcement. What was the announcement? The Salkin Le'ela. Those people that are going up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Udenachtin Le'tachta'a. And those that are going down, meaning those that are going from Eretz Yisrael back to Babel. You have to know the following halakha. Hani Izeh Deshuka. These Izim, these goats that are being brought to the market in order to sell them, in order to be slaughtered. People sell their goats, right? So they bring it to the market. They mafsede, but in the interim, they are damaging people. Matrinan bemarayu tre utlata zimnin. We warn the owner twice, and then a third time, itzayit zayit. If he listens to protect the animal from damaging, fine. Ve'ilo, amrina ne, we tell him, tiv amsachta ve'kabel zuzach. Rashi, tiv amsachta makom ma'amad ha'katzavim. Go take the animal to the slaughterhouse, ve'kabel zuzach, and slaughter it, and get your money, even though it's not the day of the shuk, even though it's not the day of the market, and he's not going to get a higher price, as she says, "Afilu biyomad de'lav the shuka shechet lo or il v'leshechita kaiman." Now the hadush over here is the mafsid, the eating, let's say, or whatever it is, but the eating in the shuk tarabim. So really, eating in the shuk tarabim, they're patur the owners; they don't have to pay, let's say, full price. But still, they warn them. Listen, we don't want to have these animals over here that are going to be mafsid the people. And anyway, it's omed l'shechita. So therefore, go sell it now. But it's not today. I want to get a full price. Doesn't matter. Since it's being mafsid the people, get rid of it now. So that's the deal. Look at that she. Let me toss her forward. Hanu izeh deshuka. Tosfot says, davka behanu dekayme l'shechita. Davka, these animals that are being destined to be slaughtered. Dafagav she yishalmu mashiziku. Even though, what do you mean? They're going to pay. Which means whatever we damage, they will pay. Let's say they did a damage that was mishumeh. So what? We'll pay. So Gemara says, "Lo ba'ayle mekam ba'adai uledina v'zimnin named deleka sehadeh." It's not always. It's not always. They were witnesses. Not always. They take up to bed din. But let's say have a regular animal that's destined to stay alive, using it for its milk or using it for a shiuz. Yachod omar k'shiyazik shalem. He could come along and say, "What do you mean? I'll pay." You can't come along now and cause me to slaughter my animal just because of damage. Whatever the payment is, I'll pay. Like the story we just read in the Gemara of the Izim of Bet Tarbu, Damale Zil Atzne'inu, Velo Amale Zil Shachtinu. But when Yosef had these animals of Bet Tarbu that were going into his field, so he told Abaye, go tell the people of Tarbu to go watch their animals. He didn't tell them, go slaughter their animals. So you see, when they're destined to stay alive, they're already okay. You can't tell that guy to go kill his animal. Okay, because he'll pay you. Mashiach, in this case, anyway, it's going to get slaughtered. And it's damaging already. So then already the rabbis were mahmir, and so you know what? Anyway, you're slaughtering it, slaughter it today. But even if it's not the Yomashuk, I can't get the full price. Doesn't matter. Since we warned you already three times, and it's still doing damaging, you have to slaughter it immediately.